Welcome to You Are, the limited podcast series where we explore the depths of personal growth and spiritual development. I'm your host, Danny Hall. Today we have a powerful topic to discuss. It's something that affects us all, regardless of our beliefs or our backgrounds. So grab something to drink, sit back, and let's dive into today's episode. You are not perfect. In a world that constantly bombards us with images of perfection and success, it's easy to fall into the trap of believing that we should be flawless in every aspect of our lives. However, this pursuit of perfection can become overwhelming and even detrimental to our well-being. Today, I want to share with you the importance of embracing imperfection and how doing so can bring a profound sense of freedom and empowerment into your life. Now, from a Christian perspective, we often hear about the concept of grace. The idea that we are not saved by our own perfection, but rather through the unmerited favor and love of God. Grace reminds us that our worth is not determined by our ability to be faultless, but by the unconditional love that is extended to us. Embracing this truth allows us to let go of the burden of perfection and the fear of failure. Acknowledging our imperfections can be a transformative experience. It opens the door to self-compassion, allowing us to be kind to ourselves and extend grace in our own lives. When we accept that we are not perfect, we become more authentic and genuine in our relationships. We can let go of the need to wear a mask to pretend that everything is flawless and instead connect with others on a deeper level. Moreover, embracing imperfection nurtures resilience. It frees us from the fear of making mistakes and encourages us to take risks, explore new paths, and grow in ways we never thought possible. When we let go of perfectionism, we create space for growth, space for learning, and space for personal development. Remember, even the most revered figures in history had their imperfections. Their greatness did not stem from their lack of flaws, but from their ability to embrace their humanity. So why should we be any different? Accepting our imperfections allows us to embrace our true selves with all of our strengths and weaknesses and encourages that personal growth. Now, you might be wondering, how can I begin to embrace my imperfections? Well, there's a few practical steps you can take. First, cultivate self-compassion. Treat yourself with the same kindness and understanding you would extend to a dear friend. Be patient with yourself, especially in times of struggle or failure. Secondly, practice gratitude. Focus on the blessings and positive aspects of your life. Gratitude helps shift your perspective and reminds you of what truly matters. Third, embrace vulnerability. Allow yourself to be seen, heard, and known for who you truly are. Vulnerability fosters deeper connections and paves the way for personal growth. And fourth, set realistic expectations. Challenge the notion of perfectionism by setting attainable goals and acknowledging that mistakes are part of the learning process. Now, as we wrap up this episode, I want to leave you with this thought. You are not perfect, and that's okay. Embracing your imperfections allows you to live authentically, love deeply, and experience life to its fullest. And thank you for joining me on this episode of You Are. Remember, our imperfections are what make us beautifully human. Embrace them, learn from them, and let them guide you toward a life filled with love, growth, and purpose.